If you have your Bibles, find the book of 3 John. When you get there, you'll know for sure which chapter we're going to be preaching out of tonight. 3 John. And I'm going to ask if you would to stand in reverence to the Word of God. Thank you again for being here tonight. There's others of our people that are sick, and we just need to remember each other. I like the verse that says, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. If you're not carrying a burden tonight, help somebody else carry their burden. Because I'll tell you, it won't be long. You'll need somebody to help you carry your burden. Amen. The Bible said here, the elder, verse number 1, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish all things, above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. A lot of people's taken that one verse and built a prosperity gospel on it. And that's sad. Amen. You know, Brother Dale, there's nothing wrong with me praying that you'll prosper, that your health will be good. But you can't take and build a doctrine, a gospel on that, that if you love God, you'll always be healthy. You'll always have your pockets full. That's a bunch of junk. Say amen. We have too many examples in the Bible, number one. And how many of you have friends or loved ones that suffered along the way? Some of the godliest people that I've ever met in my life. Sister Gwen, your sister come to my mind. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen. We can take the Bible, and the Bible's true, but you don't build the whole gospel on one verse. Amen. What do you do? If you do that, then what do you do with the verse that says, all them that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution? See, it's just, you got to make the whole thing line up. Amen. He said, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. And verse 4, and I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I told you on Wednesday night, I'm not here to labor the point. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to preach on it as long as God keeps giving me something to preach. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you all know how to get the people at Bible Way in a spirit of prayer? Let me tell you. I got 14 things I want to share with you tonight. Boy, everybody got on praying ground right there, didn't they? And I'm not kidding. I got 14 things I want to share with you. This will probably be as close to what you call expository preaching as I'll ever do. Amen. Sit down there and pray with us and pray for us. Father, thank you for the Word of God. And I thank you, Lord, for the sweet, sweet Spirit that's in this place. And Lord, we know we have an enemy. We know he despises this kind of meeting, this kind of spirit, this kind of singing, this kind of preaching. But Lord, we know greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We thank you, Lord, that we have the victory. We're not fighting, Lord, for the victory, but from the victory that's already been won at Calvary. God, we pray tonight you'd clothe us in our calling and make our lives a blessing to these precious people. In Jesus' name, all of God's young'uns said, amen. I want to call the message tonight, Evidences in the Life of a Person That's Walking with the Lord in Truth. Evidences. There's some in this book right here, this book of 3 John. There's evidence, amen. Someone said one time, if you were brought into the court of law and accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence in your life to convict you of being a Christian? We've been preaching now for weeks on walking with the Lord. And what God is saying tonight, as we look at the scripture here, would there be enough evidence in our life that if someone accused us of walking with the Lord to convict us, to say, he's guilty, she's guilty of walking with the Lord. And I want to give you some things tonight as God spoke to me. This is something that I read. I think it's good to share it with you tonight. To walk in truth means to walk consistent with the truth that you believe. If you believe that you are fallen, then you walk wary of your fallenness. If you believe that you're a child of God, then you walk like a child of God. If you believe you are forgiven, then you walk like a forgiven person. To walk in truth means to walk in a way, and I love this, that's real and genuine. I don't know if I'd rather have anything else said about me than this. He's real. He's real. There's so much in the world that's a facade. And I hate to say this, but it's the truth. There's so much in the church that's a facade. It's just a put-on. Amen? Somebody said one time, they said, Brother Vinoy, you act like you're happy. I said, there's a problem with that statement. They said, what's that? I said, I'm not acting. I am happy. Amen? You don't have to act like you're happy if you're happy. Amen? And I believe that's a good statement. He said, walk in truth means to walk in a way that's real and genuine without any phoniness or concealment. That means that you're not hiding things. You're just yourself and you're just real. And I want to stop and say this tonight. I didn't mean to say this tonight. I didn't plan to say this, what I want to say. But I want to say, I thank God that I can come the Bible way and be myself. Amen. I think Brother John of what you said, Brother Jack told a young preacher years ago. He said, don't be trying to mimic somebody else or imitate somebody else. Just be yourself. I think that's good advice. Amen. God made us all individuals. Amen. And if we know each other the way we should or know ourselves the way we should, we wouldn't want everybody to be like us. Somebody say amen. Pick another and amen. Amen. Evidence is in the life of a person walking with the Lord in truth. It's 20 minutes till 7. I think by 20 minutes till 9, we ought to have this covered. Amen. Amen. One old preacher said, you need to remember. He said, the mind cannot comprehend any more than the seat can endure. Amen. So we'll try to give it to you tonight the way that God give it to us. In verse number 1, I want to make this statement. A person walking in truth, he recognizes the truth in others. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Have you ever met somebody and it didn't take you 90 days to get to know them? How many knows what? It's just like God just mends those spirits together. Amen. You want to know why? Because that person recognizes another person that's walking in truth. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm not in this way by myself. I'm glad there's people headed in the same direction. Amen. And they walk in truth. So a person walking in truth recognizes the truth in others as well as others that are walking in truth. Now let me give you this in verse number 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. A person walking in truth desires the best for others. The Bible talked about this, preferring your brother before yourself. A person walking in truth, they desire the best, amen, for others. You say, well, Pastor, I can't stand to see somebody else succeed. You've got a problem and you're not walking in truth. If you're full of envy and full of jealousy, say amen. You ain't walking with the Lord. You're just kidding yourself, amen. We live in a world, somebody builds a 2-car garage. Somebody says, I'm going to build 3. Somebody over there says, I'm going to build a 4-car. Gag a maggot. Amen. That's sickening. Want to be thrilled that God is blessing somebody else. A person walking in truth desires the best for others. A person walking in truth, look at verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I want to give you this tonight. A person walking in truth rejoices in the others that are walking in truth. We rejoice in that. We rejoice in that. If somebody's growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus, somebody's getting closer to the Lord, somebody's walking with the Lord. Beloved, if we can't rejoice in that, what's wrong with us? If we're walking in truth, we rejoice in the fact that others are walking in truth. Watch this now. The Bible said here in verse number 3 and 4 again, I rejoice greatly that when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Verse 5, beloved, thou doest faithfully. Here you go. A person walking in truth is faithful. Did you hear what I said? I said a person walking in truth is faithful. The Bible said, moreover, brethren, it's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. And I believe if a person is walking with God, how many would say God is faithful? The Bible said that. And we know that God is faithful. And if we're going to walk in truth, then beloved, you and I are going to be faithful to the things of God. We're going to be faithful to our Bible. We're going to be faithful to pray. We're going to be faithful to share with others what God has done with us. We're going to be faithful, amen, to the Holy Spirit of the living God. We're going to be faithful to the house of God. We're going to be faithful with our finances. If we're walking in truth, beloved, then we're going to be faithful. I don't know about you, but I believe some of the sweetest words a Christian could ever desire to hear is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. You know what I think sometimes the church and sometimes preachers have done? They've made the thing complicated. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. Just a few things. It ain't complicated. God wants his children to be faithful. And if we're walking in truth, I believe we will be. I believe we'll be faithful to the Lord and to the things of the Lord. Verse number 5, beloved, what thou doest faithfully, whatsoever thou doest. Now look at the last part of that verse. To the brethren and to strangers. Everybody listen to this right here, amen. I don't know who this is for. It may not be for anybody in this room tonight. But I tell you, it's the truth of the Word of God. A person walking in truth is no respecter of persons. The Bible said what Gaius was doing, he was doing it faithfully, Brother Chris, not just to the brethren, but to strangers as well. He wasn't standing in the parking lot to see what kind of car you drove in. Say, amen. I'm telling you, beloved, not looking at that. Well, I'll go over at that house. That house is nice. Maybe them people. I'm going to tell you something right now. You knock on all them doors, amen. Don't skip them. And you talk to people. Whether, beloved, they act the way you act or not, because the Bible said sometimes we're entertaining strangers unawares. Angels, excuse me, when we're ministering to strangers, sometimes we're entertaining angels unaware. And I like that. When we're walking in truth, they're no respecter of person. Thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest, and you don't pick and choose to the brethren and to strangers. I like that. Amen. I don't believe. Listen, you want a youth group to be destroyed? Just let some cliques form. You want a church to be destroyed? Just let some cliques form. Say amen. You just get to where, well, I'm a member of the big eyes. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just a member of the little U's. I'm going to tell you something right now. We're God's children. And I'm going to tell you this right now, when we're saved by the grace of God, there ain't no big eyes and little U's. Amen. The Bible talked about the body. The head don't say to the toe, I don't need you, or the little finger, I don't need you. Amen. You drop a big rock on your toe and it'll make you sick at your stomach. Why? Because it's all connected.
And we're the body of Christ, and we're connected. Say amen. When one's hurting, the whole body hurts. No respecter of persons. And then the Bible said, if you look on down here with me, the Bible said, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church. You know what I say about a person walking in truth? They're generous. They're bound to be a bunch of people around here walking in truth. Because we looked at the slides. We knew Brother Keith was coming. Them little youngins in Africa ain't got anything. And $5,000 is put in them buckets over the period of what? Just a couple of months. Amen. And then Brother Keith was here for 3 nights. I think a morning and 3 nights. And in the 3 nights, the morning offering was the church. In the 3 nights, a little over $4,000. So I'm just telling you, when you walk in truth, amen, you're not squeezing the head off of a dime. Say amen. You're looking for somebody to help. Brother Chris, you don't know this other night, but we ran into a situation. Had that situation been different, I was ready to help. Buy some clothes if that's what was needed. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, brother? I was ready. But when I got there, I was wondering, is that really the problem? Amen. God knows. Say amen. Well, to be ready to help somebody along the way. Amen. I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to get you a $5 bill or a $10 bill. We're going to pray over the literature after a while. Or a $20 bill or a $100 bill. And you ought to just get it out once in a while and pray over it and say, God, who needs this? Show me somebody, Lord, that I can be a blessing to. Because I believe people walking in truth are sensitive. And I believe people walking in truth are generous. This also explains why John would pray for the prosperity of Gaius. Because John knew, hey, Gaius wasn't just going to hoard it up. God, you prosper him, and he's just going to prosper others. Amen. You bless him, Lord, and he's going to be a blessing to others. When I was in Israel years ago, I learned something. I learned several things. But one of the things I learned that really blessed me is why the Dead Sea's dead. Anybody know why the Dead Sea's dead? I'll tell you why. It has an inlet, but it don't have an outlet. When God gives us truth, we ought to be a channel of that truth. It shouldn't just come in and stay there. Amen? It ought to come in and go out. When God gives us finances, it ought to come in and go out. When God gives us blessings, it ought to come in and go out. If you don't, then we end up like the Dead Sea. Say amen. I tell you what, I thank God, the Bible said of the Holy Ghost, amen. He ain't going to be in you like a Dead Sea. He's going to be like a river. That river's flowing. The blessings are flowing. And John knew that Gaius was that type of fella. I can pray God prosper him because he ain't going to hoard it up. He's going to be a blessing to somebody else along life's way. A person walking in truth is generous. And then if we'll look on down here, the Bible said, which have borne the witness of thy charity before the church, whom if they bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Let me give you this. A person that's walking in truth is helping others in the same journey. Say amen. We're God's people on the same path, heading the same direction. But every once in a while, somebody stumbles. Am I right or am I wrong? You know what a lot of God's people do when somebody stumbles? Let me just step on you while you're down there. No, that ain't right. Amen. No, sir. Somebody stumbles, you reach over and you get them. And you help them up. Amen. And it wouldn't hurt to tell them this. There was a time in my life when I stumbled too. And somebody didn't stomp on me. Somebody helped me up. Amen. And God didn't give up on me. Amen. But he patched me up and helped me back in the fight. Amen. Thank God for that tonight. A person walking in truth is helping others on the journey. Well, he said in verse 8, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers. Do you see the helpers there? To the truth. Amen. A person walking in truth is helping others on the journey. Now look at verse number 9. Verse number 9. Boy, we're doing good. Hey, I don't know what number we're on, but we're traveling on. Amen. I scared y'all a while ago, didn't I? Amen. I just got you to praying. Amen. Let me stop and ask you this. Some of you need to smile. Do y'all know how to keep a Baptist in suspense? I'll tell you tomorrow. Verse number 9. I wrote unto the church, but John said, Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Here's what I want to say about a person walking in truth. They're humble. They don't desire or want the preeminence. They want, a person walking in truth wants Jesus to have the preeminence. I heard this years ago, it's not original with me, but a person walking in truth, it fits with that statement. They don't care who gets the credit, long as God gets the glory. Amen. Listen, if you were waiting on somebody to pat you on the back, your motive's wrong. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a judgment seat we're going to one day after a while. Just let Jesus do the patting. Amen? Do what you can. Don't be like old Diotrephes here. He loved to have the preeminence. You know what Diotrephes was full of? He was full of pride. Anybody that wants to have the preeminence is full of pride. Sounds like the devil way back here in the book of Ezekiel, don't it? Amen. I will exalt my throne above the throne of God. He loves to have the preeminence. Let me give you this. A person walking in truth, the Bible said here in verse 10, wherefore if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, not content therewith, neither doth himself receive the brethren and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. The next thing I want to share with you, a person that's walking in truth is careful with his words. The Bible said here, this man's not walking in truth. Now, Diotrephes, he wants the preeminence. What? He's prating against John with malicious words. I'm going to be honest with you. Saved in 1987. Pastoring since late, real late, December of 1988, almost 2 years. February 22nd would have been 2 years in 89. Since I was saved. And I was pastoring a couple months before that, the first church that I ever pastored. And I'm telling you, beloved, some of the greatest hurts that I've ever experienced in my life came out of the mouth of people that said they were God's people. Yeah. Are you listening to me? I'm not judging them. I'm just telling you that they said they were God's people. It would be easier for me, Brother Gary, to have an old drunk on the street corner in Bloomingdale just turn my nose plumb sideways with his fist. I get over that quicker than what some of people that said they were God's people have said, malicious words. And I'm telling you, a person walking in truth will be careful. The Bible said, let every man be slow to speak, swift to hear. That, you know, one man told his son, he said, son, there's a reason God give you one mouth and two ears. He said, I guess so, I'd have to talk twice as fast. He didn't get it, did he? Amen. God wants us to be listeners and be careful. Words can cut. I use this as an illustration. It's somewhere in the Bible. But once you turn them words loose, it's like an arrow. I used to shoot tournament archery. Bree, where are you at, Bree? There you are. I taught Bree how to shoot a bow. So don't mess with her. Amen. She's a Miss Robin Hood. Amen. But I used to shoot tournament archery. And Brother Chris, I'm telling you, there's sometimes you just know it's right. Pow! That release goes off, and you're just waiting on that arrow. little old 10 ring or 12 ring inside of a 10 ring about the size of us all. Pow! Yes! But there's other times. That arrow didn't no sooner than leave the bow. And you said something like this. Rut-row. How many knows there's times when it comes out of these two lips right here and it ain't no sooner got out, but you can't reach out there and get that arrow. And you can't reach out there and, yes, we can apologize and get right with each other. Amen. But we ought to be careful. If we're walking in truth, we ought to be careful with our words, realizing that words have tremendous power to help, but they have tremendous power to hurt. Amen. I want to be a Barnabas. I want to be an encourager. Amen. I don't want to. Oh, Brother Charlie Russell, you remember him, Brother Chris? Brother Charlie, when he first met him, he'd say, I'm Charlie Russell, and I have the gift of discouragement. He'd say, if you're on the mountain, I can get you down. Now, Brother Charlie was just cutting up saying that. Amen. But I've heard him tell many. Have you heard him say that, brother? Amen. He's a nut, ain't he? When we get ready to bury him, we'll do like that one preacher said, folks, this is just a shell, the nuts in heaven. Amen. A person that's walking in truth is careful with their words. I want to be careful with my words. Listen, I'll say this. You be around me long. If I need to say I'm sorry, I'm not too big to say I'm sorry. But it'd be better if I just didn't say it to start with. Amen. If I just slow down, be slow to speak, swift to hear. This man here, Diotrephes, the malicious words. It comes from a root word, and the action of water and boiling up and throwing off bubbles. Since bubbles are empty and useless, it came to mean indulgence in empty or useless talk. This was the nature of Diotrephes, slander. Though, of course, the words were no less evil in that they were groundless. I read this, and I thought it would be good to share it right here tonight. I just got a couple more things. If that's 14 things, according to what I'm looking at, I only got two more. Somebody needs to stand up and sing, "It Took a Miracle." Amen. Watch this. Four preachers met for a friendly gathering. During the conversation, one preacher said, "Our people come to us and pour out their hearts. They confess certain sins and needs. Let's do the same. Confession is good for the soul." In due time, they all agreed. One confessed that he liked to go to the movies and would sneak off when he was away from his church. The second one confessed that he liked to smoke cigars. And the third one confessed that he liked playing cards. When it came to the fourth one, he wouldn't confess. The others pressed him, saying, "Come now, we confessed ours. What is your secret? What is your vice?" Finally answered, "It's gossiping, and I can't wait to get out of here." I believe that would have been old Diotrephes, wouldn't you? Amen. Just malicious words, prating against God's people. And then I want to say this. The Bible said there in the end of verse number 10, "And he forbiddeth them that would and cast them out of the church. Follow not that which is evil, but that which is good." A person walking in truth, everybody get a hold of this, is gathering in. They're not scattering abroad. Diotrephes was running them off. Amen. But a person that's walking in truth, Jesus said, "He that's not for me is against me. He that not gathereth not into my sheepfold scattereth abroad." A person walking in truth is one that's trying to reach out and bring others in. Amen. A person that wants to be a stepping stone to the Lord Jesus, not a stumbling block. God help me if I would live in such a way that it would come between somebody and the Lord Jesus, and knowing them in the free pardon of sin, knowing Him in the free pardon of sin. The Bible said, give you this last thing in verse number 11 here. A person, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Then the Bible said here, Demetrius, look at that in verse 12, he hath a good report. You see that? Of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not write with ink and pen. A person walking in truth, I can see something right now. I got another page. I messed up a while ago. I thought I just had two more. But anyway, Brother Chris evidently numbered them. Amen. I didn't do that. But a person walking in truth, the Bible said in verse 11, follow not that which is evil. A person walking in truth knows who to follow. Beloved, there's some people that lead you in the wrong direction. And definitely the devil would like to lead us in the wrong direction. But you know what Jesus said? My sheep hear my voice. He said, I know them. And he said, they follow me. Now, I'll give you something here tonight. It's not preached a lot. It'd be easier for somebody else to preach it. But Paul, the apostle, said this, be you followers of me, even as I also am a follower of Christ. I don't believe you follow a man, a pastor like Jim Jones to the Kool-Aid, say amen. But I tell you what, if somebody's in that book, that's really the difference between a pastor and a preacher. A pastor, a preacher comes along, he preaches a good message, he goes home, forgets about you, you go home, forget about him. A pastor carries you in his heart. A pastor is an under-shepherd, somebody that you're willing to get behind and follow. Amen. And I told this church 11 years ago that I believe you wanted a pastor. And you know what's proven out? You did. You wanted a pastor. You didn't just want a preacher. You wanted somebody to lead. And beloved, you've been good about following. A person walking in truth knows who to follow. A couple more things, three of them actually quickly. Demetrius hath a good report, and of the truth itself will bear record, and you know that our record is true. I want to give you this. A person walking in truth will have a good report. You remember what the Bible said in verse number 8 of Philippians 4? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hebrews 11:2 said, by faith, by it, the elders obtained a good report. Hebrews 11:39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Every one of us, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, man, I tell you what's truth. I didn't make real good grades, but there was a terrible, 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 terrible price to pay if there was a D on my report card. Terrible. So I was tickled when I opened that thing up. In those days, you had to carry them home. Amen. And I guess they trusted kids a little more back then. Amen. You had to carry them home. And when I opened that report card up and there wasn't any D's on it, glory. Amen. I didn't have to have a bunch of A's and B's. They'd be one sprinkled here and there. But I thank God in those days for a good report card. If we're going to walk in truth, you know what we're going to meet one day after a while? A good report card. You know who's keeping the report card? It ain't your pastor. It's your Savior. Amen. He don't only know what we do, he knows why we do it. A person walking in truth, I want you to see this. He said in verse number 13, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto you. But he said, I trust that I shall shortly see thee. And I'll give you this. A person walking in truth desires fellowship. John could have just kept on writing. But you know what John wanted to do? He wanted to get over there where they was at and see them face to face. Amen. God knew that was important. That's why he said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another daily. Let me say this to you. The day will come, sooner for some of us than others, when we won't be able to go to the house of God. We better go while we're able. Amen. We better get there while we're able. and serve the Lord while we can in that capacity. A person walking in truth desires fellowship. And then I want to give you this. Look at the last verse. He said, I trust that I shall shortly see thee and shall speak. We shall speak face to face. He said, peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. Now, I'm going to give you something right here. I've never caught this before. But those of you who know me, and I'm not saying this in a boastful way, I'm just telling you this spoke to my heart when I wrote it, when I read it. You know that I work at learning people's names. I work at it, Brother Chris. And Brother Chris, there was a time in my life when I was younger when I was so embarrassed to ask 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I was embarrassed about it. I'm not anymore. I'm just going to ask, well, I learned your name. I want to know your name. A person walking in truth, they desire peace. That's in this verse. That it promotes respect. The Bible said here, our friends salute thee, and they greet friends. And the Bible said they greet them by name. Now let me say this to you tonight. We could all make excuses for not knowing each other's name, or we could work at it. Say amen. Amen. We could work at it. We need to work at it. Need to work at it. And I believe with all my heart, if we will, God will bless it. We're just walking in truth. Amen. Now, I appreciate you being here tonight. Brother Cecil, I want my deacons and the preachers to come tonight. We're going to anoint Brother Cecil with oil. And then we're going to have our Sunday night invitation after that. Amen. To get us a piece of literature and pray over it. You come on, Brother Cecil. Amen.